This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. The California Coastal Commission issued an $18 million fine yesterday to a Texas-based oil company that continued to work on an offshore pipeline despite orders to stop. More than 100 people made comments before the vote. Hannah Beth Jackson was a local state senator in 2015 when the pipeline ruptured near Santa Barbara.
This pipeline is a problem. It is something that the people of this community are very concerned about, quality of life, the loss of wildlife and marine life, and the enormous impacts that it has had on our community.
The owner, Sable Offshore, says the commission is operating outside its jurisdiction. The commission did offer to reduce the fine to $14 million if the company agrees to quicker environmental reviews. The Poppy Jasper International Film Festival is underway in Gilroy and Morgan Hill. KAZU's Amy Mayer spoke with the makers of one film.
Kalamazoo Gals tells a story about the making of Gibson guitars. John Thomas wrote the book, same title, that inspired the film. He says during World War II, Gibson said publicly it wasn't making any instruments. But after seeing a photo of dozens of women outside the factory, he did some digging. Turns out, women were producing guitars.
The only explanation is that Gibson was afraid that the buying public would not accept girl-made guitars and women-made guitars.
Filmmaker David Masser captured musicians playing some of them.
It's in the film, you know, their reactions to it. It's really an extraordinary, they are an extraordinary crop of Gibsons.
Festival goers can strum one themselves. Thomas is bringing two that went to war and came back.
This is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.